Chapter 2. Way to the Secret Garden. Every day, Mary always did the same things. After breakfast, Mary would walk in the gardens. Often, she would hear the sound of the boy crying at night. But she was always told that it was just the wind. One day, as Mary was walking in the gardens, she smelled something wet and muddy. It smelled like something living. "Springtime is coming," she said aloud. Suddenly, Mary heard a bird call over her shoulder. It was the robin that Mary had seen on her first day at the manor. Mary walked toward the bird. It didn't fly away, as Mary expected it to. The bird was standing on a rusty ring on a small mound of earth. It looked like maybe a dog had been digging there. Mary pulled the ring out of the hole. "What's this?" she cried. A key was attached to the ring. Mary felt very excited all of a sudden. "I wonder if this is the key to the secret garden," she thought. And then a strange thing happened. To Mary, it was almost like magic. A gust of wind blew aside some ivy from the wall. On the wall, Mary could clearly see the round knob of a door. Below the knob was a keyhole. Mary knew then that this was the door to the secret garden. What else could it be? Her hand shook so much that she almost couldn't put the key in the keyhole. Mary looked around to make sure that no one was looking. Then, quietly, she slipped through the doorway and closed the door behind her. "Oh my," Mary said as she looked around herself. The high walls of the garden were covered with the stems of roses. The rose bushes were scattered throughout the garden and were tangled together. "I must be in heaven," she said. On the ground, the grass was brown. There were the stems of wild flowers everywhere, but Mary couldn't see any buds either. The garden was a beautiful place, but there didn't seem to be much life. Perhaps it was wonderful because it was Mary's own place. Nobody else knew about it except for Mr. Craven, and he never went there anyway. Mary looked closely at a flower bed. She pulled away some leaves, dead grass, and weeds from the ground. When she put her nose right to the ground, she could see a few little pale green points sticking out of the ground. "This garden isn't quite dead yet," she said. Mary went home that evening happily. She had found her secret place in the world. She decided to make that garden come back to life. At dinner time, Mary suddenly said, "I need a shovel." "What do you need a shovel for?" Martha asked. Mary knew that she had to keep her secret place. "Well, this is such a lovely place. I thought that if I had a little shovel and some seed, I could make a little garden." "Well, that's a wonderful idea. Why don't you write a letter to my little brother Dickon? He knows all the best places to buy that stuff. He's always gardening." After dinner, Mary wrote a letter to Dickon. She wrapped some money up with the letter and put it in the envelope. Oh, I can't wait, Mary said excitedly. It had been almost a month since Mary had come to the manor. She was becoming fatter, healthier, and happier than she had ever been. The next morning, Mary learned that Mr. Craven had gone to Austria for a trip. Besides a couple of servants and Mary, there would be no one left in the house. No one will disturb me now, she thought. I can work in the garden as I please. When she walked down the path to the garden early that morning, she heard a strange whistling sound. Mary saw a boy sitting in a tree. On his shoulder was a squirrel. Around him were several robins and rabbits sitting on their hind legs. The animals all seemed to be listening to the boy's song. Don't come any closer, the boy said. You'll scare the animals away. Mary stopped walking. Hi, I'm Dickon, he said. And you must be Mary. Pleased to meet you. I've brought the garden tools and the seeds you were asking for. He spoke to her as if he knew her quite well. Thanks, Dickon, said Mary. I'm very happy to meet you too. How come you have so many animal friends? Why, because I'm an animal myself. Come on, Mary. Let's start gardening. Where's your garden? Mary knew then that she couldn't keep her garden to herself forever. Dickon, Mary said. Can you keep a secret? I always keep secrets, he said. Don't tell anybody. I've stolen a garden. What do you mean you've stolen a garden? Well, there's this garden that has been locked up for many years. Mr. Craven said that nobody could go into the garden. I found that garden myself. It's dying because nobody has taken care of it in years. All right, Mary, show me the garden. If there's anybody who can bring it back to life, I can. Mary then led Dickon to the secret garden. Dickon looked around and around. He was just as amazed as Mary was to see the garden. It is a strange, pretty place. They worked all day long that sunny day. They weeded and raked leaves. They planted seeds and pulled out dead flowers. They watered plants and made flower beds. There's a lot more work to do here, Dickon said, seeing all that they had done. Will you come again and help me? Mary asked. I'll come every day if you want me to, he answered, with a big smile on his face. It's the best fun I ever had in my life. Shut in here and wakening up a garden? At the end of the long day, as Mary lay in bed, she felt like she had begun a new life. England was no longer a lonely place. It was a place full of animals, friends, flowers, and a secret garden. Who could want anything more?